Hey everybody, Flippin' Danny here, founders of the Freedom Real Estate Group family of companies, and welcome to another episode of our podcast,
Freedom Through Passive Income.
That's right, and today is another one of our live episodes. Today is Friday, January 14th, 2022, and today we are talking about our week two recap and key takeaways.
Yes, I love the live episode and the takeaway episode. What a great idea.
Yeah. So last Saturday was episode number 8, and this one was the 6 benefits of done-for-you real estate rentals. And I hope that you watched that one. If you didn't, you got to go watch it at least, because I do the ta-da. I appear out of nowhere. Anyway, which was, that was absolutely silly nonsense. But key takeaways. We actually did a tour of one of our properties. You know, we actually went to one of our turnkey properties. And again, we call our turnkey properties, I call it the Big Mac approach, mm-hmm. Because if you have a Big Mac in Los Angeles, you have a Big Mac in New York, guess what? It's a Big Mac. No matter where you go, it's mm-hmm. a Big Mac. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is we use the same materials on all our properties and have such a high level of standard for our properties that when you buy one, if you came here and saw that and walked it, guess what? When you bought another one, it'd be the same thing.
Yes.
And so you don't have any question about what we're using on the next property.
That's right.
So we actually did the actual walkthrough. We also talked about the different ways you can get paid and, you know, through time, cash flow, leverage, tax benefits, appreciation, and income.
Yes. 6 ways, baby.
That's right.
All right. In episode 9, we are talking about high yield cash flow through private money lending.
Your baby.
Yes. And we also talked about the 6 top benefits of those. So for the key takeaway, I actually put the 6 benefits. There's actually more than that because some of the benefits we coupled a few, you know, things together. So we talked about ease of entry. Non-accredited investors can be a private money lender. It's secured by real estate. You can use lazy money. And we may say lazy money, where like just money sitting there earning nothing or very little interest rate.
Which is maintaining. Essentially means it means that you're earning anything.
Yeah, exactly. It's only a $50,000 minimum. This is the key liquidity and type of investment. High returns and hassle-free.
That's right.
So those are the things that we talked about there. We also offered a free report. Mm-hmm. And so we told everybody where to go. This key takeaway is kind of meant to be, hey, you're going to get a snapshot review of all the rest of the episode. Mm-hmm. So the free report is at freedomcapitalinvestments.com/lending.
Oh, I was going to tell them I have to go back and watch the episode because I came running around the corner.
Ah, you did.
Episode 10, which was last Monday, what is an accredited investor and how do I become one? Because everyone's asking us, how do I become an accredited investor? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to talk about it now. So you have to go back and watch the episode. It's episode 10 to hear what the definition is, what the qualifications are, because there's even a new qualification that came out in 2020. Mm-hmm. And I made the joke of because they had nothing else to do with COVID. So they, hey, let's do an amendment. You know, and so it gives you even more ways to become an accredited investor. If that is something that you wanted to do, because once you are an accredited investor, it opens your world up to a lot more investments.
Yes.
But again, all of those qualifications are back in that last episode. I'm going to tell them now.
Listen to Flip. I'm giving you the goods and he's making you go back and watch another episode.
That's right.
All right.
So number 11, episode 11 on Tuesday. How can non-accredited investors invest in real estate? Now, I will tell you how to become a non-accredited investor. Ta-da, you're not an accredited investor. but the key takeaways, ways you can invest as a non-accredited investor. You know, you got rental properties, you got fix and flips, private money lending, which that's a big one, private money lending.
Because, yes.
Yeah, you don't have to be an accredited investor to be a private money lender.
And it's one of the easiest investments to get into.
It is. And then, of course, private real estate syndications. And we talk more about syndications, and there's 506C and 506B. And the best way to remember this is if the B. Mm-hmm. Stands for buddy. That just means you're our buddy, you're a pal, we know each other for more than 30 years, and we have a substantive relationship.
Yep.
And then we also talk about our Facebook group, because inside there, once you're inside that group for a certain amount of time, then you get invited to the super secret deal room.
Secret handshake and everything. And,
yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. So that was on the non-accredited investor, explaining what you can do, because it's a lot more than you think.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Episode 12, we talked about private money lending on steroids. Mm-hmm. The reason that we say that is because we've got things like a master note, business loan, and a debt fund that allow people to, instead of going in and out of deals all the time and then having the downtime of when they get their money back and they're waiting for the next deal, well, then you're not earning any interest. So we were solving that problem for the private money lenders who were saying, Danny, Flip, take our money and keep it, please.
That's right.
We want to earn interest all the time. So we talked about master notes, business loans, and the debt fund, all of which solve that problem for people. So that's a great episode to learn about that. And then episode...
And actually, before you go on to the next one, and that episode, you have to go back and watch that because I date myself with a couple funny things that I say in there from Saturday Night Live episodes back from when I was a kid. So you have to go watch that one because it's on steroids. Anyway, I'll go. Okay, next.
Episode 13, the weekly live. So we just recorded that one yesterday. We just talked about our progress update. That's why I like these two episodes because they're a little bit more timely. So we talked about the fact that we still have 444 doors. We're closing on 129 more in January.
That's this month.
Yes, that's this month. We talked about our team and the status of what's going on there. We talked about our new guest podcast that we're getting ready to launch and the fact that we're nearing the end of the refinance and possible sell of our 56 unit, refinancing part of it and selling part of it.
That's right.
So super, super exciting.
So that is our week recap, week number two recap, I should say.
Yes.
And key takeaways. Again, make sure you come check us out on all of our social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, MySpace. Facebook.com/groups/
Freedom Through Passive Income.
That's right. And inside that group, we have our team. She just talked about our team there inside there. If you have any questions, if you have the recommendations you'd like us to do, just let us know in there. We also have a group on LinkedIn, but it doesn't have the cool URL. So just go to the search bar and type in Freedom Through Passive Income. But again, check us out. Make sure you like, love,
comment, review, subscribe.
Oh yeah, go over to our YouTube channel. Make sure you get subscribed to our YouTube channel.
And if you're listening on podcasts, subscribe there too.
Absolutely. But again, we like to end these all with
invest smart,
live happy. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Nothing in the show should be considered specific personal or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions and information on the show are not guaranteed. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss.